Good evening, ladies and gentlemen, and welcome to Dear AFA. We are a democratic, member-driven union of flight attendants for flight attendants. Today is Tuesday, June 10th, 2014, and this is Scott Donenville reporting. I am a member of San Francisco Council 11, and I stand with and will help protect all of my 685 sisters and brothers. In accordance with Article 12 of the AFA-CWA Constitution and Bylaws, any member may prepay their annual dues and receive a 10% discount. The AFA-CWA fiscal year is from June 1st to May 31st. To be eligible for the discount, the payment must be made in full no later than June 30th, 2014. The discounted payment amount is $518.40. You can take advantage of this discounted offer online or pay with a check by mail. If paying by mail, make your check payable to AFA-CWA and mail to P.O. Box 79797, Baltimore, Maryland 21279-0797. Remember that your check must be received on or before June 30th. Also, whether you pay online or by check, you must notify AFA that you are prepaying to stop automatic deductions from your paycheck. Contact AFA Member Services at 1-800-424-2401, extension 707. In conjunction with the start of reserve preferencing beginning Thursday, June 5th, an additional run of open flying awards will occur at approximately 1700 local domicile time for IDs departing the next day. This is in addition to the open flying awards run at 1500 local domicile time and is being implemented to support the order of assignment as outlined in sections 9I and 12-2 of our contract. This additional run is expected to occur daily, except in those circumstances where irregular operations make it unclear which IDs may be operating the next day. The Association of Flight Attendants CWA today commended the United States House of Representatives for passing the DeFazio-Westmoreland Amendment that ensures U.S. airlines and aviation crew members are afforded a level playing field for transatlantic flying. The bipartisan amendment attached to the 2015 Transportation, Housing, and Urban Development Appropriations Act, H.R. 4745, introduced by Representatives Peter DeFazio and Lynn Westmoreland, requires that the U.S. Department of Transportation follow the protocol contained in the U.S. EU Open Skies Agreement. Currently, the DOT is reviewing an application for a foreign air carrier permit submitted by Norwegian Air International that threatens to undercut labor standards both in the U.S. and in Europe by circumventing worker protections, evading international labor laws, and creating unfair competition for airlines covered under the Open Skies Agreement. Our union is focused on stopping any scheme like Norwegian Air International from severely undercutting our airlines, threatening our jobs, and setting a harmful precedent that would undermine U.S. labor and safety rules. Together with aviation workers from across the industry, we will continue to push back against attempts to dodge laws and regulations that protect good jobs and the safest aviation system in the world, said Sarah Nelson, AFA International President. We commend Representatives DeFazio and Westmoreland for their leadership in upholding labor standards and fair competition. This House vote sends a strong signal to the Department of Transportation that NAI's application is not supported by Congress, added Nelson. The recent opening of known crew member checkpoints at El Paso International Airport and Tucson International Airport brings the total number of KCM checkpoints to 51. The KCM program, which began in 2011, has grown to now include checkpoints at all our U.S. domiciles and KCM has made accessing our workplaces infinitely easier, more efficient, and without compromising security. To date, more than 17 million crew screenings have been performed at KCM checkpoints across the country. The United MEC extends sincere thanks to the AFA International Office, the Transportation Security Administration, and to ALPA for helping to bring this program to fruition and expanding it in a sensible, security-focused manner. The MEC continues to await specifics of the unwarranted surplus management intends to impose on 600 pre-merger United and 300 of our colleagues at pre-merger Continental. MEC representatives continue to meet with management to review concerns and present questions regarding the company's planned surplus. When new information is available, we will communicate that to you immediately. That's all for tonight, and thank you for calling. Through strength and solidarity, we will continue building our collective future. After all, it's our future.